The corporate headquarters of Manpower Incorporated will be built in a redeveloped area near the Milwaukee River. Within 18 months, 900 jobs will move from the global staffing company's suburban locations to the new building. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is proposing that the city provide a $25 million grant for the project. He says the money will be used to build a city-owned parking structure for Manpower's employees.
We realize we can't manufacture more land, but what we need to do is we have to manufacture access to a corporation like this. And so if we didn't have this parking, it would be difficult for their employees to get to work.
Barrett says the city's investment in parking will help attract other businesses to the area. Over the past 20 years, businesses were enticed by tax breaks to move to the suburbs, causing downtown areas to suffer economically. Nick Theodore is director of the Center for Urban Economic Development at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He says cities are trying to bring businesses back through economic redevelopment projects.
Maybe it's with these newly vacated downtown areas that there are new opportunities for city governments to try to almost take a page out of the book of suburban areas, which is to try to create those amenities and those parking structures and other things to try to lure businesses back in.
Manpower had its offices in Milwaukee before the company moved to the suburb of Glendale more than 30 years ago. Manpower's move back downtown would follow the lead of another major employer, a supermarket chain that moved its headquarters from Waukesha County to Milwaukee a couple years ago. Donnie Forte, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.